This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Determine the character of our nation. Not leftists, not Democrats, not rhinos, not the Uniparty. We, the citizens of America, who will represent the most sane people in any country, any culture. We, the American people who get it, who understand freedom. And we are everywhere in this nation. There's not a place that we don't exist in bigger numbers than these leftists. We make good, sound decisions that move this country forward, that make people want to come here, even illegally. They're willing to do anything to get here, not because they want what leftism has to offer, but because they want what you have, what you've built. And when they get here, the ones that recognize tyranny, they say to themselves, I see you headed towards it. And they don't want to see us get there. But the people who are here, they welcome tyranny. They welcome socialism, communism, despotism. They condone it. They endorse it. It's pathetic to watch. And let me tell you how, in your small little way, you do it. Little microcosms, little battles that happen inside of your home every single day, inside of your business, inside of your little local community. All politics is local. It begins with you and what you're willing to accept. Oh, I'm worried about somebody coming in from California and moving in. What are you worried about? You've got a culture. They must fit your culture, not the other way around. If you knew you had cancer, would you? Oh, there's a little spot on my arm. I got cancer. You know what? I'll ignore it. If you got cancer in your neighborhood, put signs up. Let people know where you stand. Make sure you're vocal about it. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network. I'll give you my take. My youngest son, 16 years old, about to be 17 in December, struggling in his teen years, as I said, letting him grow. Little by little, he's 13 years old, wouldn't dare let a curse word out of his mouth. Now, he says one every now and then, it's okay. Going into adulthood, don't like it. You could choose more, you know, less colorful language, but you know what? I use it. I do it. I'm not going to be sanctimonious. If you want to, you know, get upset about a striking out or dropping a ball, you know, because he's a catcher, whatever, and you want to lash out at yourself a little bit, I get it. I'm not going to be, you know, Tommy Two Good Shoes. But I was having a discussion with him about doing stupid stuff because he wrecked his mom's car. And why did he do it? He did it because he was speeding in the neighborhood. And I told him, do you understand you're lucky that a person wasn't standing in front of the car that you hit? You're lucky that a little kid wasn't out playing, riding her bike or his or her bike when you did that, because we would be having a very different discussion. One little mistake like that and your life changes in an instant. And I said, now, that's the big world. Let's come back to the little world. You are upset because every day you're getting, you know, people are, me or your mom are talking about, do this, do that. I said, and by the way, you're lucky to have the mom you have. One that has an emotional IQ, what they call an EQ, higher than most people you'll ever know. And she's teaching you how to deal with your issues. Let me tell you, I was 40 years old and not even at a point where this kid is, because his mom understands it. I said, you're lucky. By the time you're 21 years old, you will know what to look for in a woman, what to look for in your friends, what to look for in business partners, and you will know how to handle situations without being volatile. You'll understand how to communicate and a host of other things. But let me tell you where it starts. It starts in this little microcosm called your room. Now, I'm the type of person that says, get organized. Why do I tell you? Because you're disorganized. I know your disorganization is going to hurt you. And it's going to hurt you in ways that will impact you as an adult. So I make you get organized. And when I walk past your room and I see candy wrappers under your bed, chip clips, because I know the chips you've probably hidden in your drawers, or you've got Coke cans in there, or whatever else you may have, because you were too lazy to get up to throw them away after you were done, and things like that, it drives me crazy. And we've been dealing with this for years. I want you to understand, this kid would hide candy in the drawer, whatever. He's just too lazy to do it. And we're having this discussion over and over and over. So he wants to smooth into, oh, I want to go out, you know, I got a date, or I want to hang out with my buddies, and he's on restriction. And I told him, let me explain something to you, man. Anytime you want to do something, I already know you want to do it. You want to know why? There's an attitude change. Suddenly you're nice. You're picking up stuff. You're doing things, whatever. And I'll tell you what he'll do. He'll make his room look clean, but if you go in and inspect, stuff is stuffed everywhere. It's a pigsty, but he'll look clean. And I tell him all the time, you think you're fooling somebody. You're not fooling anybody. We're going to come up and inspect, and then you're going to have to come home from whatever you're doing. And we've done this two or three times. But I finally said to him this. I said, if you can't be trusted in your microcosm, in other words, it's a very simple thing. Keep your room clean. Throw things away. Don't stuff cans and partial food in your drawers. Fold your clothes. Keep your laundry separate. You know, dirties from cleans. Sometimes this guy will wash the same laundry because it's clean. He just hasn't folded it. And on and on. I go, if you can't be trusted in the microcosm, what makes you think I'm going to give you the keys to my car? What makes you think I'm going to allow you to do something in the macrocosm that can cause you problems that you can't stuff in a drawer? So later on, we were talking, and he said, you know, Dad, it got through to me that if I don't take care of the little things, in other words, the things that I can control, that the family can control, then how can I be trusted to take care of the big things? That's exactly right. You can't be. If you're looking for a way to cover up versus just getting it done, okay, that's the way people are going to view you. Now, there are parents that say, it's their room, let them do what they want. Fine, it is your room. Hang your art any way you want. I'm going to knock before I come in. You know, he's got his shoes on a dresser. I don't care, in a box, his basketball shoes. Fine, I'd put them in the closet myself. Anyway, let me make the bigger point. I'm trying to make a better citizen. His mother's trying to make a better citizen. Because if we get him to understand the importance of what he does internally, he'll understand the bigger importance of it externally. When we come back, we'll be discussing a conversation I had about toxic masculinity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God-inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. Merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
True story. And my son's basketball game, he's playing up. He's 16, about to be 17, but he's playing an 18-year tournament, which means 18-year-olds. And it's called Perfect Game. And because he's not playing with the normal cadre of parents, I don't know a lot of these parents that are there. So I take him to the ball game. Mom's out of town. We get there. I see people, again, that I don't recognize, but I know we're on the same team because they're on the side that the team is on, and I know the boys. So I go over and just, you know, routine stuff. There's a couple of guys I did know because one of them has two boys playing. One of them's 18. The other one plays with my son. So we're chit-chatting. And then there's another guy I'd seen at another tournament where they played up. So he and I were talking as well. And things just, you know, normal conversation. And it was funny because you never know what you're going to end up talking about in these things, whether it's going to be a movie or some TV show you watched or the ball game that was on that day or whatever. So typical parent chit-chat. By the way, Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So I don't know. I quit talking to those guys. One of them went to film his kid batting. And I get under the awning where the ladies are. And there's a grandmother, a mother, and the girlfriend of the son and grandson of the grandmother and the mother. And the boy, he's playing out in the field, and the girl is, you know, she's 17 or so. Cute girl. But there's those three women, and then there are a few other people within earshot of us. I know, I got to get to the point quicker. So long story short, I don't know what we were talking about, but something came up, and I said something very masculine. Like, you know, just shut up and, oh, I know what it was. The umpire made a bad call, and he knew, everybody knew it was bad. It was horrible, and I'm like, look, I'm the parent that isn't going to be jumping up and down. I look at it as, you know what, I got no investment in this. I mean, I want to see my kid play ball and have a good time and all that, and he's on a travel team, so he better be good if he's going to try to get a scholarship for this. But I don't really care if he wins this game or not. There's no scouts here. You know, there's no pro contract that's going to come from this game. So I'm pretty much content to listen or watch the game. But when you're blowing it that bad, I can't. It's almost like I got Tourette's. I can't help but say, that was a terrible call. That was a terrible call. You know, so I'm going to go crazy on you. And somebody said something, and I said, look, I'm not the guy to shut up. I'm just not that guy. If you're going to do it wrong and you're not doing it on both sides, I'm going to call you out on it because that's the way I'm built. And the lady goes, the grandmother, she looks back, she says, oh, you must be one of those men that they call toxic. And I said, yeah, doggone right. I said, I'm toxically masculine and proud of it. And she goes, well, good to hear. And her daughter then chimed in and said, we need more of you. And the young girl didn't say anything. And I said, you're doggone right you do. I said, the world has enough sissies, girly guys, metrosexuals, whatever they want to call themselves, and we need real men. And then I went on a two-minute tirade about even the feminists. And I go, if you're a woman, I'm proud of you. I think you can do anything except physically. Men are going to be better. But other than that, I'm all for femininity. I'm a feminist par excellence. I love women. I exalt them. I will tell you, Melissa is 1,000 times better person than I am. And it isn't because I'm bad. It's just because she's that good. And I went on and I said, and any conservative guy, any toxically masculine guy will tell you that you meet, he will tell you that women are above men. We are so good at what we do. We make sure that women know we exalt you. We put you on a pedestal. We open your doors. We want to take care of you. And I went on and on and on and on. And these women are like, yes, preach it, preach it. You know? And I was like, because I'm so sick of it. And I was like, I was loud because I wanted these metrosexual weenies, if there were any around, to hear me. Because I believe that. And so they fist bumped me. Boom, boom, way to go. And that's the way I raised my son, is what the lady said. And the grandmother, who was the son, was married to this the mother. And she goes, that's the way I raised my son. And she goes, and that's why I chose her son. And that's the way we raise our son. And I said, and that's the way I raised all four of mine. And we're just all, you know, ready to pull out pictures and kumbaya together at this point. So I was talking to Paris, who has joined the team. And I was telling the story. He goes, and he's laughing. He's like, man, that's so funny, Kevin. That's so you. I go, it is. And we got on the Andrew Tate. And I'd seen a clip of Andrew Tate, and here's what he said. He said the alpha male, he didn't say toxically masculine, he said the alpha male starts companies, takes risk, contributes to the economy better than anybody, raises his children, you know, right, stays with his family, and he gave all these things. And I'm sitting there going, this dude is so spot on. And of course, he's been kicked off all the social media because anything that doesn't fit this stupid narrative of the weenie man. Because we got to give this guy a name. If we're toxically masculine, he's toxically weenie, toxically inferior. We got to give them names. So we're talking about this. And I'm saying, look, Andrew Tate. Here's what I said when Paris brought it up, and I forget the context, but I said this. Don't misunderstand me. I'm not talking about women who've been sexually abused. I'm talking about women who get in a relationship with an alpha male. If she takes the abuse, it's her fault. A woman can at any point say, I'm not going to put up with you or this attitude. You're going to respect me. There's a song by Atlantic Star, I think it is, and the song is called I Don't Care, Just Be Good to Me. And what the lyrics are, people always talking about you're a user. I don't care what you do to them. Just be good to me. And so what that woman is saying is, I don't care what you've done in the past with other women, but with me, you're going to be good. And let me tell you, the bad boys that you see in society, they have been tamed by a woman who says, I don't care how tough you are, how whatever you are going to treat me with respect and love and caring and all the things, and you're going to learn my love language. And those are the ones who are the best women in order to raise men and teach women how to be women. And that's why the left does not like the conservative woman, because the conservative woman is demanding. She is not going to be abused or kicked around or pushed around. And leftist women are. And that's why they have metrosexual weenies for boyfriends and not real men. So, look, I don't know what you're going to do with this clip. I don't know if you're going to let your teenage sons listen to it or your teenage daughters. I suggest you do. Because families, whole families, breed that level of respect. When a father can say to his son, don't you treat a woman like that. I wouldn't do that to your mom. You wouldn't do that to your sister. Don't you do it. And when a girl knows, that's what I need to look for in a man, is what her father, that alpha male, that toxically masculine guy, that's when America will be better.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. Please fly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA USA News Update. Build more border wall. That's the cry from some in Congress and many Texas sheriffs.
It's not a red issue or a blue issue. It's a red, white, and blue. We took an oath and we need to protect our people. We need to take our border back.
The White House underscoring that there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S. This after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism on Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism. The Georgia Supreme Court yesterday upheld the pro-life heartbeat legislation signed into law by Republican Governor Brian Kemp 4 years ago. The off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, who's accused of trying to shut down the engines on a Horizon Airlines flight, has been charged in a Portland court. Joseph Emerson faces over 160 charges, including 83 counts of attempted murder. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I was thinking about the world and the situation we find ourselves in, and a song hit me that was it was Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, but it was performed by Teddy Pendergrass, and the song is called "Wake Up Everybody," but the hook of the song is "The world won't get no better." And what? I mean, first of all, I'm a huge Teddy Pendergrass fan. And he had just such a marvelous voice. And people that have heard the show have heard me talk about Teddy, that he was going to be the first big crossover artist of a black artist. I mean, he was Elvis level quality. Good looking guy, amazing voice. And was at that part of his career where he was going to make a difference. And I forgot about this song. Wake up everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. These are the lyrics. The world has changed so much, so very much from what it used to be. So there is so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. Because they're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Or the world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it. Yeah.
We gotta change it, girl. Just you and me.
And I gotta tell you, I think about how pop culture has the ability to impact people. This was a song. I don't know how long the song was recorded. Look it up, guys, and let me know. But it was decades ago. These people were... When Marvin Gaye was singing "What's Going On," picket lines and picket signs, "Don't punish me with brutality, come on, talk to me." Well, you know, what were the lyrics? "Mother, mother, there are too many of you crying. Father, 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 there are far too many of you dying." you know we've got to find a way. Got to find a way to bring loving here today. Picket lines, picket signs, don't punish me with brutality. You get it. I'm sure you've heard the song. Anyway, that was when, we're talking decades ago, people were talking about real problems we had in America and problems facing the world. And it was legit. And we've overcome many of these things. And yet those songs are prophetic. They still apply to this very day. How sick is that? Wake up all the teachers. Time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say, because they're the ones who are coming up and the world is in their hands. He's talking about the children. When you teach the children, teach them the best you can, or the world won't get no better, because it won't. If we just let it be. God, man, I long for the days when we were learning as a nation and we were overcoming all this stuff, and we did. And you know what? We find ourselves feeling like we're in the same situation. That the world won't get no better. But it won't. If we just let it be, we gotta change it, you and me. Teddy was right, boy. Talking about woke. Lingerie chain Victoria's Secret is reportedly ditching its woke feminist makeover of recent years, as it hasn't translated to business success. See, let me tell you, we can, Madison Avenue can influence you in anything. At Madison Avenue, I was watching a movie the other day, a TV show. It's called The Recruit. And there's a Russian girl who reminds me a little bit of Angelina Jolie. And she's from Belarus. And she plays the person who is going to tell, you know, give all the secrets of the CIA if they don't get her out of jail, yada, yada, yada. And there are people who probably look at that show and go, wow, she's hot. She's thin. She's got model looks, if you want to call it that. Zero attraction for me. I don't care what you do. I can look at her and see her dolled up. They have her in a dress and all that. And you go, wow, she's cute. But there's nothing about her. There's nothing Madison Avenue is going to do to make me go, boy, that's just not going to happen. And what's funny is, and I'm looking at this in terms of how people want us to think, how they want us to manipulate us into saying, this is good. This is what you're going to like. This is what you're going to accept. And here's Victoria's Secret that says, look, I'm not going to tell you what to think, but here's what the societal standard of beauty is. And let's face it, Victoria's Secret's models are gorgeous, and there are a lot of guys who don't want them. And there are some guys who don't want them because they're evolved. And they say, you know what? I don't want a Victoria's Secret model because I don't want to deal with the headache of a woman that is always caught up in her looks. That's all she's about. I have no interest in that woman. She might be physically attractive, but she doesn't do it for me because I know at that emotional level where I need her, I'm not going to be attracted to her. And let's just call that a level of evolution, because then there's the guys that just go, I want the arm candy. Everybody gets their own. Think about that in terms of, I don't know, LGBT issues or sexuality in general. I don't care if you are an LGBTQIA+, whatever you are, as we like, I like to add WTF at the end, whatever you are, it doesn't matter. If I don't want to be a part of it, it's okay. I got a buddy who, I don't think he's dated a woman with under a size 20 since I've known him. He has zero interest in what the world perceives as beautiful. And I'll tell you something else. There are lots of those guys out there. You want to know how I know? Because there are lots of those girls out there. Anyway, Victoria's Secret. They made themselves into an iconic, this is where we fit in the scheme of things. And then they decided to go against it. The brand moved away from what they call hyper-sexualized images. And they called it it was described as a business of fashion.com, is what they said, hypersexualized. That's where they use that term. That's what they were selling. They were selling the idea that you go, it's a special night for you and your guy, you go get some lingerie, it's beautiful, it's, you know, whatever. And let's face it, guys, have you ever bought lingerie for your woman? Probably. It was a nice gift. The gift you could give to yourself, kind of, right? Nothing wrong with it. But anyway, Victoria's Secret had a significant revenue drop, and we're going to be talking about woke here. But it says, as such, it looked to revamp its image and bring back sexiness. We're bringing sexy back. They said, Kathleen Chin reported that the brand's efforts to promote inclusivity, which included making LGBTQ pro women's soccer player and outspoken leftist Megan Rapinoe as a transgender woman brand spokesmodel and getting rid of its famous Angels supermodels, gained favorable views from online critics but never translated into sales. What? Are you kidding? You started catering to the LGBTQ community and went away from your base? Which is women who wanted to please their men and men who wanted to be pleased by their women with these beautiful, sexy garments that you made, extremely overpriced. In 2021, Megan Rapinoe called out what the brand had been before the revamp, claiming it had sent out a really harmful message that was patriarchal, sexist, viewing not just what it meant to be sexy, but what the clothes were trying to accomplish through a male lens and through what men desired. And it was marketed very much toward younger women, she said. Really? Shocker that somebody would know that they could focus their market in exactly what they wanted to do and accomplish it. Shame on those capitalist pigs for knowing exactly who they wanted. You mean they weren't marketing to biker dudes that were part of the one percenters? Shocking. Massive revenue drop, Victoria's Secret. And now what are they doing? Going back to the good old basics. You know what? Maybe we need to bring back the Angels and start remarketing back to the people that and not really giving a crap about what the LGBT community thinks about us. Hey, you want something for yourself, Megan Rapinoe? Go create it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Sometimes I don't know what to think about leftists. I really don't. Their ideas are so out there. And here's the deal. They have so much time on their hands because the politicians steal our money and give it to them that they just keep coming up with the craziest stuff. What am I talking about? Northern Illinois University philosophy professor Tyler Zimmer argued that people are not as sexually fulfilled as they could be if there was a redistribution of wealth. Well, possibly so. I'm not telling you that the idea is crazy. I'm just telling you that the idea that you want to take it from me and give it to somebody else, I find pretty insane.
If you want to have sexual gratification, go make money yourself. Isn't that what drives men to do what we do? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Kevin Jackson Network. Look, think about nature. The toughest guy, you know, the guy wins, or the bird that dances the best, or the one that gets the most little trinkets in the nest. Whatever. There's some form of, quote, wealth, that something that a man is doing to impress a woman. That's how nature works. And look, at our core being, that's who we are. That's who we are. We're trying to impress someone so we can procreate and move the species down the, you know, the evolutionary ladder, which sadly isn't working these days. So look, I don't know how you would feel. Let me put it to you this way. If I were a woman and I found out that the way you got your money was because somebody took it from somebody else, gave it to you so you could impress me, I wouldn't be impressed. I wouldn't think this is a guy that could take care of me for the long haul. I'd be a little bit leery, to be honest with you. But he argues that we should, as a society, redistribute not only wealth, but also leisure time. I mean, as if you can't already do one. What I mean by that is Democrats have already started stealing our money. So they're trying to redistribute wealth. But it's not working.
Oh, you could say, well, Kevin, certainly the poor people seem to be having a lot of babies. That doesn't mean they're having leisurely sex. That just means they're hooking up a lot.
They say there's the idea that if we had more money working less hours, it would lead to people achieving, ready for this, sexual fulfillment he believes that we should all be having. And while I will admit there is an underlying thing that says, okay, we do pursue that, you pursue it until you get your family. And then you say, okay, I'll temper my pursuit of sexual fulfillment by, you know, being with one particular person. That's how most people do it anyway. Not saying that there aren't people that step out. But I'm saying, as a rule, all these things that he's talking about apply to you when you're a child, when you're on the hunt, or maybe you're a young adult. But they don't apply to you long term. And the idea that over 40 years old, someone should be redistributing wealth for you is just, to me, is asinine. Go out, do your job, whatever that may be. Do it. And if you've got a calling, then you know what? There's going to be a sacrifice. But at some point, people support you. I know many pastors, they get a calling from God. They start a church. Small little population of people. And, you know, the standard of living's pretty meager. And as a congregation grows, so does their wealth, if you will. I would consider it wealth. If you can bring more people into your mission, good for you. There should be some reward for that. But the way the left wants to do it, they want somebody to come and gank you, take your money, take your car, take your home, whatever, and redistribute it as if that's going to make somebody happy. You know, the funny thing about it is, if you did do that, I can almost guarantee you somebody's going to have that wealth back within 10 years. I think that's even being generous. There are already people experiencing wonderful sexual fulfillment. And you know what they're called? Entrepreneurs! You want to go out and do something, do it. Come up with a better idea. Do something that fulfills your soul. That's going to do it. People don't go to work. I don't think a person starts a dry cleaner because they like dry cleaners. Maybe they do. I think there are people. I know this. Let me use something real. I have a friend. She runs a maid service. I'm going to tell you, she's a freak of nature. She loves to clean. She enjoys it. She looks at it as, I go into a different environment every day. I see how people live. And I clean up their messes. They bring me in. There's a mess. By the time I leave, it's like, look at this. It looks so good. It's fulfilling to her. Her name is Tammy. Known her for years, years ago. Another life when I was doing karaoke in Dallas. But that's where I met her. And she loved cleaning houses. I mean, that's not something most people are going to volunteer to do. There are guys that, look, they love working on your car. They live for it. Who was I talking to the other day? He goes, Kevin, I know it's weird, man, but I love this. And I kind of liked it, whatever it was. I don't know, maybe it was tinkering with electronics. But the dude loved it, and you could see it. He's like, man, just put me in front of a radiator. Or I don't remember what it was, because it wasn't a radiator. But whatever it was, you could see that he loved it. And it was something I would be like, man, I'd do it if I had to. But it was not something I'd love to do. Everybody has that opportunity to find that thing that they love. And you know what? That thing that you love may actually lead to a more fulfilling personal life. I saw a couple. They're personal trainers. They're both PhDs. And I'm sorry, they're doctors. They're not PhDs. They're doctors of chiropractic. And they work on athletes together, husband and wife team. And I was watching their process, and I went, wow, these guys have it down to a science. The guy would come in, do all this crack stuff. I mean, he was just crack, 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 cracking this guy open, you know, like a oyster shell, and getting his flexibility going. And then the wife comes in, and she does another form where she's doing tissue and all that, and they were a 1-2 punch. And the claim is they extend the life cycle of an athlete 4 or 5 years. I'm talking professional athletes. Anyway, he goes on pointing out, it wouldn't matter how few hours we were working or how much money was redistributed. Employment has always and will always lead to satisfying romantic relationships. Okay, we agree on that, Tolly. We agree. They say employees spend 8 hours a day, 40 hours a week away from their significant other or lover. Employees not only spend time away from their lovers, but they spend their entire careers building a separate life other than that that's at home. And I agree, that's probably led to a lot of adultery, office romances, divorce, etc. It is. It takes a lot of strength to put a relationship together and keep it together. They go on to say the number one place for an affair is the workplace, and employment encompasses the top 4 reasons for divorce. So again, no argument here. But if the argument is that, well, if you don't have to spend as much time as work, you'll spend more time at home, and you should get more money. That's not the argument. The argument is, you should, if that's impeding on your life, you need to change your lifestyle. And here's another tip. You know, not that I'm the best guy for explaining relationships, but maybe you need to spend the quality time you spend at home has to be appreciated. Think about it this way. You go to work. You got a job to do. You may see somebody all the time, but you got a job to do. You may see them every day, but you see your spouse every day. And if your spouse is somebody that you want to spend time with, that you're greeting with, you're having a conversation with, then the likelihood of you saying, oh, well, this person at work is more interesting is pretty slim to none. I'm not saying it can't happen. But this idea, I mean, these people that are studying this stuff, and look, I'm not mad at them because they want to look into something, but I just think you got to vet it out and stop looking for somebody else to be the solution. Okay, I want to make more money, and I want to work fewer hours. Well, the company's losing money. That doesn't matter. My personal stuff matters more than that. Well, if your personal stuff matters more, go do something on your own. That's my take. Anyway, I love when I get these crazy stories like this, because it does make you take pause, right? It does make you kind of look and go, well, what about my little life? Well, what about your little life? How do you feel?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.